Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, August 24th. It is 5:32. Welcome to the new week. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We are ready to get things going here. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. I actually lost track of time, and not exactly time, but like what part of the year we're in. I woke up Saturday morning and I go, oh my God, this is the last weekend I'll be in town because the next two weekends I'll be out of town. So I'm like, I gotta do laundry. I gotta figure out plans. And so I'm scrambling to do stuff. So this weekend I have my mom's grand opening for her vintage shop. So I'll be going to her hometown. And then the following weekend I'll be going to San Francisco. So just kind of jam-packed in my life.
Yeah, I didn't realize that things were sneaking up on you. Because what? Next week is September.
Crazy. What
is
what do you
so
mean?
Wild. What is going on? Yeah. That is crazy. So it's kind of a chill weekend for you.
It was chill, but at the same time, it was like me scrambling, like, okay, do laundry. Now I got to plan outfits. And then since I'm going by myself to my mom's grand opening, James isn't coming, I have to think about, okay, how's my car? How's everything with that?
Are you driving out there?
I'm driving out there.
Oh, dang. Are you taking the dog with you?
No dog this time since James will be home for the weekend. I was only bringing Momo last time because he was going to be home alone for too long. So I thought about it. And honestly, my mom's city is like 5 degrees hotter than Vegas.
Oh,
and I would not want to bring Momo to a hotter city.
Yeah, that's no vacation for the dog at all. I totally get that.
How are you doing?
I am good. I am good. Just this weekend was actually really nice. We went out. We had a friend who was in town from New York. So we met up with him on Friday night and caught up and had a really good time, and then went out to dinner on Saturday night. Yesterday was really like chill. Oh, I had to go do some blood work on Saturday morning, so it was kind of like I was getting some errands done, so I did that. But it was like I didn't realize some of these blood testing labs like Quest and LabCorp have Saturday appointments, and it was one of those fasting appointments. And all, you know, like 3 weeks ago I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to fast doing the show, it's gonna be awful, I hate it. And my doctor's like, make a Saturday appointment. I was like, they have those? He's like, yeah. So I looked and they did. And so it was so great. I got up, I went over there, got my blood taken, in and out. Went home, drank my coffee, had my breakfast. It was perfect.
Dude, I've done that, the whole blood work after the show and fasting during the show. It's the absolute worst.
It is so hard. And yes. I get, like, you can drink coffee, but you can't put any, like, milk in it or anything like that. And it's just like,
nobody wants that.
Yeah. So I was so excited. I'm sure everyone already knew about that, but brand new discovery for me. It was awesome.
I'm second on that list because every time I got blood work done, it never said Saturday availability. So I was always like dreading. I think I was so lucky. The last one I went to was last Monday. We had the show off and I'm like, thank God.
That works. Yes, yeah, exactly.
I can fast and like wake up at 8 a.m. or something.
Yeah, but a great weekend. Great weekend for Paseo Verde Little League. They got another win, a shutout over the weekend. So they are one game away from the championship game in the Little League World Series. And coming up later on this morning, we are going to talk to Coach Corey Edwards again, along with Brooks McFarland, who pitched a fantastic game this weekend. Can't wait to check in with them from Williamsport. That's happening this morning right around 7:20. So much cool stuff to give away this week too. We've got your tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer with Beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock this morning. We're going to hook you up with Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. And then right around 8:25, tickets for you to see Lindsey Stirling with Heads Up. So a lot happening this morning. Welcome to Monday. Let's do this. It is time to start the show officially.
Bring it in now.
This is Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
If you had 10 minutes to get your family out of your house right now, what would you do? What would you grab? That question is not hypothetical for 90,000 people in Reno this morning. The Hawk Fire just tore through the hills near Somerset on Saturday. It's now burned past 15,000 acres, still 0% contained. And the wind, it's been shifting directions, making it almost impossible for the crews to get ahead of it. 42,000 people were told to leave immediately. Another 45,000 were told to be ready to go. The evacuation zone has reached the edge of the UNR campus.
Oh my God.
And I know a lot of you have kids that go there. 6 people have been hurt so far, 3 civilians, 3 first responders, and officials now believe that the fire was human caused, though they still don't know how it started. This is actually the 3rd major wildfire to hit northern Nevada in the last few weeks alone. And if you have family up there, or you have a kid going to UNR, Are they okay? Have you checked in? What is the latest? It's just, you know, it seems so far away because, you know, it is far, but it's still our state. It's still Nevada. And I mean, I've never had to evacuate a fire, and knock on wood, you know, but watching what's happening in Reno right now makes you ask yourself the question, 10 minutes, what would you actually grab? What would it be for you? I was thinking about this last night because I was just so upset. And my daughter, she has a couple of friends that go to UNR and they're just kind of like in limbo right now. And I was thinking it would absolutely be like our laptops, our passports, like all of our important documentation, birth certificates, things like that. And then even though they're really old and they're the only ones I have, like photos, because I don't have a ton of photos. I have photos my mom gave me because who develops photos anymore, right? You know? Those would be the first things that would pop into my mind to take.
I always think of Momo first because I think of all of his medications he might need, you know, his eye drops, his ear drops, his food. I put him first.
You could always get that out, you know. I mean, obviously you take the dog, but like you could get new eye drops and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But I think with this situation, what I'm hearing is they're separating the dogs and the parents because the shelters, like the convention center that they're placing them at, they're not allowing dogs there. they're separating the parents and the dog.
Oh, so that would be a no-go for me.
Exactly.
I would be, we're going to a hotel or we're finding somewhere else.
Or
there's
I'm
no way.
I'm sleeping in my car.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, anything for mom goes first. That's just where my brain goes. And then for James, he'll probably do all the important documents because we'll split up and do that. And if there's water bottles we can bring and anything that's replaceable, who cares? I don't care about clothes. I don't care about anything else but me, Momo, and James.
Yeah, anything that you can buy. It's you think about it like, and it makes you realize that we have so much stuff that we don't actually need. I just think like everything else could go. I'll be totally fine as long as my family is safe and, you know, maybe just the essentials. But what would you grab? Denise just texted us. We had 20 minutes during the Devil's Fire in 2024. I grabbed my dog, my mom's ashes, and forgot every photo album in the house. Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of people have photo albums anymore, so I can totally understand that. This one says, my cousin lives in Somerset. She's been in her car since 2 a.m. with her kids and cat. No idea if her house is still standing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
I think that's what's the worst part of it is like when everything is said and done, are you coming home to a house or are you coming down to ashes?
What? Say that again?
Like, that's what's scary about the whole entire thing. Is
yeah.
After everything is said and done, you go back to drive to hopefully a house. Are you coming back to a house or are you going down to burned ashes?
Yeah.
You don't know.
At that point, like, I don't even care as long as my family is okay. But yeah, you never want to see that. This one says, my husband keeps our safe deposit stuff and our dog leashes by the front door now. After listening, I'm adding passports to the list. Yeah, it's not something you want to think about, but just, you know, sending our love.
Welcome.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
To another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, August 24th. It is 6:03. Welcome to the new week. I hope you guys had a great weekend. We are ready to get back at it. This weekend, I mentioned my friend from New York was in from out of town, so we caught up with him and just like tried a couple new restaurants we had never been to before, so we had a lot of fun with that. But I did something last night and I was like, why did I do this? So I've been wanting to watch this movie on Netflix. I keep seeing like interviews and previews for it. And it's that movie called Don't Say Good Luck.
Oh, yeah.
With Sunny Sandler. And I was like thinking, oh, Adam Sandler's daughter is in it. It's going to be a funny comedy. This is going to be so fun. Let's watch this movie on a Sunday night, guys. Who's in? And so Matt's like, I'll watch it. Yeah, that sounds cool. And my other daughter's like, well, you know, I'll kind of watch out it. So we're sitting there and we're watching it. And I'm like, wait, what's happening? This is not a comedy. I was in tears at the end of that movie. Even Matt was like, that was so sad. What happened? I'm like, I don't know. I thought if it was associated with Adam Sandler, it was going to be hilarious.
Yeah, I saw just the movie poster and it does not look like a comedy. Isn't it like her in the dark sitting on the side and she just looks like she's depressed?
I didn't see that, so I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I went strictly based on interviews I saw on Instagram with her and the other actress. I can't remember her name, but she's really great. And so I was like, so just a warning, if you're planning to watch it, it's sad and it's good, but I just want to throw that out there because if you're anything like me, I need to get in a certain mindset. If I'm about to watch a sad movie, I can't go into it expecting a comedy and then being completely blindsided by sadness. And so, yeah, great movie, highly recommend, but go into it knowing it is a sad movie.
Adam Sandler's other daughter, Sadie Sandler, did a show, I think it's called Roommate, on Netflix. That one is actually really funny.
Okay, that's good to know.
And it's crazy, like all of his kids are just coming out in Hollywood and just killing it with all the movies and shows lately.
Yeah, his daughter was a great actress in it. I really enjoyed her. And like I said, I was fully ready for the comedy experience. Not what I got. It kind of hit a little close to home with certain things, you know, that I'm dealing with in my life. So I was like, huh.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Let's get ourselves together. So swollen eyes this morning. But other than that, it was a great weekend.
Oh, that's good.
How you doing?
I'm good. The weekend was supposed to be one way, but it turned out another because our friends were supposed to come down and visit and they were going to stop by and we were going to meet their puppies. And we're like, yay, we're looking forward to it. It was in the calendar. Friday, our friend hits us up and says, so I got COVID.
Ooh.
And we're like, oh my God, COVID's still a thing. And I guess there's a surge going on. He works in the ER. He's an ER nurse. He goes, yeah, COVID's back. Unfortunately, there's a little surge. And then we were catching up with our friends yesterday talking about, you know, we're going to San Francisco in a couple weekends and we're planning. And they're like, yeah, we just got back from New York and I just recovered from COVID. We're like, oh my gosh, COVID really is getting a resurgence. So that's two of my friends now that we've heard that just got diagnosed with positive from COVID.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of articles about it, that there's a strong surge just urging people, to be careful, wash your hands, bringing the masks back out isn't the worst idea. So, yeah, I could definitely have seen that is going around, too. And I've been traveling, so I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Knock on wood. Wash your hands.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have like my 500 pack of black masks, so that might come in handy soon.
It's time to bring them back out for sure. Well, we've got lots coming up on the show today, guys. Thanks for being here. Hey, the Paseo Verde Little League team, they are killing it at the Little League World Series. They came off a big shutout over the weekend, and now they are one game away from the championship game coming up at 7:20 this morning. We are going to check in with Coach Corey Edwards and one of the players, Brooks McFarland. They're going to join the show live from Williamsport to find out how they're feeling, what's going on. Can they believe that they are so close to the championship game? That is coming up at 7:20 this morning. Be listening for that. And we've got a lot of cool things to give away on the show this morning. Your tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer with Beat Mercedes at 7 o'clock, less than an hour from right now. A pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers with the Mega Minute at 7:30 this morning. And at 8:25, we've got your tickets to see Lindsey Stirling with Heads Up.
Turn it up. This is Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Are you still doing the things that Gen Z has already declared dead? BuzzFeed, they just dropped this list of a bunch of millennial habits that Gen Z has officially retired. And I have a feeling this is going to sting a little to some people listening. Things like taking a photo of your food before you eat it.
Guilty. And didn't you do that this past weekend, Mercedes? You had like you went to like Union Biscuit or something. You took a picture of your food.
Didn't take a picture of my food. I took a picture of the wall.
Oh, I thought I saw you like some type of toast that you ate.
No, it was a picture of the wall. But I am definitely guilty. Yeah, okay. Definitely guilty of that for sure. What about when you say the phrase, I did a thing? That is something that they find extremely cringy.
Cringe. I don't like it when people say that.
Why is that the like millennial way of announcing literally anything? Like when you got bangs or you bought a house.
Or you get
like,
proposed to.
I did a thing. Like that. Gen Z says drop that. That's done with. Skinny jeans, we knew that. They're apparently dead too. And the reason's very specific. They say it reminds them of Gru from Despicable Me. When you wear skinny jeans. So every time you put on your skinny jeans, think about Gru from Despicable Me.
I'm trying to think of what he looks like. I know his top with the scarf. He wears skinny jeans, huh?
Yeah, he's wearing black skinny jeans. Okay. Saying LOL out loud instead of actually laughing made the list as well.
I say LOL. I say L-O-L. And I even type it in text. E-L-O-H-E-L. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, they're like cringing when you do that. Open-toe shoes are out. Monochrome furniture is out. You know, like the houses that have gray everything?
Oh, yeah.
It's like all gray. They say that is out. We actually have a Gen Zer. I'm so excited on the phone. Zarek, hey, good morning.
Hi, Mercedes. How are you?
Hey, we're great. Thank you for calling. I want to run by some of these millennial trends that Gen Z says are so cringy and see if you agree with some of these. What about the term adulting? When someone says they're adulting, is that cringy to you?
Not really. I've heard it over the years. It seems like a common word now, but I'm pretty fine. I used to think it was cringy, but now I'm pretty fine with it.
Okay. How about side parts in your hair?
Side parts. I don't think I've heard that one, actually. That's funny, but side parts, I would imagine it's like a haircut hairstyle, I think.
Yeah, just like, especially with women, a lot of women went to the middle part because they thought they were not cool, but I see them reverting back to the side part. So maybe that's a girl question. What about the term, I did a thing?
Oh, I've used that a lot in high school. I did a thing, like, I would go up to my friends and I'd tell them, hey guys, I did a thing! Oh my God, I did a thing!
What is it that makes you cringe when you see millennials do it?
I guess it's when if it was like something ridiculous that they did and it doesn't really apply to the phrase, I guess that would make me cringe over it.
Like using phrases inappropriately?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's like when you try to be cool and you're trying to like fit in and you're like, that's not even what that means. Denise just texted, thanks, Eric. High-waisted jeans are the only thing I'm holding on to. So please tell me they're not on the list. They are on the list, actually. High-waisted jeans, I'm with you. Like that's the only thing that you can use to hold in your stomach, right?
Oh, my God. I love it. The higher, the better. Please hide that little pooch.
This one says, I posted a food pic this morning before I even took a bite. I guess I'm guilty of that one. Amber says, I photographed my ramen last night and I'm not sorry. My kids will know I ate well. And then this one says, skinny jeans are in my closet like a museum exhibit now, but I refuse to throw them out. I don't know. It's like you can't win. The high-waisted jeans, bad. The skinny jeans, bad. What are we? Just straight leg jeans, I guess, right?
Nah, I'm not going low rise.
And those are back. Oh my gosh. I went in the other day to try on some jeans. I didn't realize I grabbed the low rise jeans. I put them on. I'm like, what is this? Like, this should be illegal.
Leave them in the 90s, baby.
Exactly.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Vegas, I need you all glued to ESPN on Wednesday because our boys are one win away from playing for a U.S. championship at the Little League World Series. Paseo Verde beat Tacoma 5-0 over the weekend. And honestly, the way it happened is very on brand for this team at this point. Their pitcher, Brooks McFarland, walked the first two batters he faced. I'm pretty sure every parent in that stadium aged about 5 years in 4 minutes, but he shook it off, got out of a bases loaded jam, and then threw four no hit innings after that. Then in the fifth, Paseo Verde decided bunting was the move and laid down back to back bunt singles, capitalized on a few errors, and suddenly it's 5-0. Their coach said it best. This team has made a habit of starting slow and finishing loud. They play Davenport Northwest from Iowa on Wednesday, and the winner goes to the U.S. title game. I am so happy for this team, and I'm so excited because we're going to have Coach Corey Edwards and Brooks McFarland on the show in just about a half hour, 7:20 this morning.
I'm so excited for them. You could tell the energy in the air with them. I didn't get to watch the game live, but the highlights, and seeing our girl Carson Meyer also get a little home run there, too.
Yeah, it was just such a great comeback when it started out really slow, and they did that in the previous game, too. So, yeah, so excited for them. Can't wait to talk to them this morning. Right around 7:20. Also this morning, do you remember in 2008 when Miley Cyrus and her friend Mandy posted a video making fun of Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato? Do you remember that video?
No, I don't.
It was big for a while. It's resurfaced. The clip has resurfaced for some reason on Reddit, and it kind of opened a door that nobody really expected. The former Disney pop star Jordan Pruitt, she showed up in the comments and said, this is just how Miley treated people back then, including her. And she says that Miley Cyrus and her friend used to leave her nasty voicemails telling her she needed a nose job, that she needed new teeth, a choreographer. And it doesn't stop there. Jordan also talked about earlier this year that her 2008 song Boyfriend, the one with the chorus about not stealing her man, was actually about Miley. And the boyfriend in question was actually Nick Jonas.
No kidding.
Yeah. So now Miley and Nick's dating timelines don't quite overlap with when this drama was happening. So take that with a grain of salt. But it does make you kind of look at Disney era Miley a little differently. And she hasn't said anything about it. She hasn't come out and defended herself. But it's just kind of, I did see that video before and she was not very nice in it.
That sucks to hear, but it's like with the Hannah Montana 20th anniversary, Selena Gomez was in it. So they must have reconciled something.
Yeah, they definitely
time.
Made amends at some point. But I don't want to make excuses for it, but have you ever done something as a kid and you look back, you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? I wonder if she's kind of feeling that way now.
For
you know?
Sure. And especially being in the spotlight and the fame and being a Disney star.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, and then, excuses, but yeah. Still. Finally this morning, there is a baby name trend happening, and it's not what I expected. Parents are naming their kids after weapons. We're talking Gunner, Trigger, Blade, Colt, Remington, even Cannon.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, that is.
Cannon is a cool name.
I had a friend whose last name was Cannon. I always thought that was cool, but Nick I never Cannon. Thought of it. Oh, yeah. I guess this grew out of the whole last names as first names wave, like think Hunter or Archer, stuff like that. That kind of cracked the door open for parents to get a little more daring. And a baby naming expert says that these names have a renegade spirit, and they point to, you know, the name Maverick climbing up the charts. Is it just proof that people want their kids to sound strong? They want them to sound independent. But other experts are warning that these names might not age well. They might glamorize violence a little bit, and they could follow that kid around like baggage into adulthood. Picture, you know, a job interview where you have to explain your name is, you know, Colt. Well, that's not that bad, actually.
I like Colt.
Trigger,
too.
Maybe. I don't know. Supporters say it's really no different than other word names that lose their original meaning since they become people's identity, as long as you don't go like full on AR-15 is my name or anything like that, right?
What about like pepper spray?
Yeah,
or
no.
Tasers?
Blade. Well, Blade is actually kind of cool.
When you said renegade, the first thing I thought of was this.
The dance, yeah.
Renegade.
That would follow you around. It reminds me of Jerk or Justified, I think, that we did not too long ago, where his name is Hercules. And oh, yeah. He was like, I'm an adult with the name Hercules, and I don't like it. And my middle name is Michael. I'd rather go by that. I want to change my name. My mom's devastated. But in that case, I really think that that name makes him stand out. That's a great name. It's like strong, you know?
Yeah, and he was in sales or finance or something. He's like, you want to stand out in that industry, so I'm going to call him Big Herc instead of Hercules.
I'm giving my money to Hercules.
Here we go. This is my station.
It's Mix 94.1 with Mercedes in the Morning.
Las Vegas Paseo Verde is one win away from the U.S. Championship at the Little League World Series. This weekend's win over Soundview was 5-0, but it didn't start pretty, but it ended the way we love to see, in a shutout. And we are so excited to have back on the show Coach Corey Edwards and one of the players, Brooks McFarland, live from Williamsport. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Oh, my gosh. You must be on cloud nine right now, Coach. How are you feeling after that game this weekend?
It feels really good to be 2-0. I mean, you never know what you're going to get when you come to Williamsport. You're facing tough competition from all over the country. It's nice to see that Vegas and Nevada shows up and competes with the best in the country.
You have now rallied from behind twice in this tournament. Is this team allergic to easy starts? What's going on here?
I mean, I think we have a little bit of a time change we're dealing with. So still adjusting to that. The early wake-up calls at the cages by 6:30 in the morning. And I think we like to test it out and see how the game's going to go. I think we are pretty strong competing in close games towards the end. So, I mean, I love the way we're winning right now.
Well, it was just really cool to see the comeback. You know, bases loaded, nobody out, first inning of the World Series game. What is going through your head when you're jogging out to that mound?
I know Brooks can compete with the best of them. I didn't think he was reaching his full potential, and I think he was kind of wavering on, his confidence. And so my job was to go out there and ensure him that he has the stuff to get it done.
And Brooks, you did get it done. And tell us what was going on in your head at that moment when Coach came and talked to you. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that I thought he was going to take me out, but he came in to bring my confidence up, and it worked because his bases loaded, no outs, and I got out of the inning.
After that first inning, you did not give up a hit for four straight innings. Did the game start to feel easier to you, or were you still like stressed out that whole time?
It started being more smooth, and it gave me a way better confidence boost.
87 pitches is a lot for a 12-year-old arm. How are you feeling right now?
A bit sore.
I bet. And now you guys are one win away from the U.S. championship game. You're playing this Davenport Northwest team. Tell us what you know about them. What is your game plan going into this game on Wednesday?
We know they have one of the best arms in the tournament, assuming we're facing him. So just prepping on being aggressive on fastballs, well-timed up. I think our defense and pitching is strong. I anticipate that we'll hang tough for a little bit. So hopefully we continue the trend and breaking through in that fourth or fifth inning.
This whole team is just has Paseo Verde fever right now. What do you want to say, Brooks, to all the people here in Las Vegas and Henderson that are cheering for you guys?
We're going to get it done.
Oh, I love that. Like, the confidence is everything. Do you have a song that you listen to, Brooks, that just hypes you up, that gets you like ready to play?
Not really.
No. What about you, Coach? Do you have something that hypes you up?
Anything from Queen.
Queen. Oh, I think we need to like make that your official theme song here. Like, what should we pick, Steph? Can't Stop Me.
What about We Will Rock You?
That'll
I think
work
that's a
too.
Perfect one.
That'll, yeah. Let's Let's get this going. You guys,
there you go.
Wednesday, it's all happening. We are so proud of you representing Southern Nevada so well. And just for the record, we know that's a lot of pressure on these kids. And Brooks, you handled that like a true champ. We're really, really proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats to you and the entire team. Coach, hopefully we can talk to you again after Wednesday's game with another win, getting ready to go for the championship. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
I love it. Thank you guys so much, man. I am so excited for these guys. They are a solid group of kids for sure.
They impressed me so much. I'm like, I could never do that at that age.
I know.
Pitches? Uh-uh.
At that age or any age for that matter, really. It's Mix 94.1. Are you
ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Okay, let's get our contestant. Emma, your caller 20. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
It was amazing. Hung out with the family, did some cleaning, you know.
I love it. Stuff. And now you're on the verge of winning Jonas Brothers tickets with the Mega Minute.
I'm so excited.
10 questions, 60 seconds. You know how it works. If you know the answer, shout it out. And if you get them all correct in that time, you are going to the show. You ready to do this?
Oh, yes.
I mean, if you're struggling with the question, you could say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What is the largest country in the world by land area?
North America.
No. What gas do humans need to breathe in order to survive?
Oxygen.
Yes. Who is the current president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Yes. What animal is known for having a pouch to carry its young?
Kangaroo.
Yes. What type of food is yogurt?
Dairy.
Yes. If I'm at LAX airport, what city am I in?
Los Angeles.
Yes. What famous dam created Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Yes. What planet rotates on its side?
Earth.
No. How many letters are in the English alphabet?
26.
Yes.
25.
What is a group of wolves called?
Oh, a pack.
Yes. What is the largest country in the world by land area?
Australia?
No. What planet rotates on its side?
Jupiter.
No. What is the largest country in the world? Oh, no. Emma, the two. Those two. And we had chances on both of them, but they're really hard. Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry. So the largest country in the world by land area is Russia. Russia is the largest country in the world by land area. And the planet that rotates on its side, I did not know this. It's Uranus.
That was my second guess.
You were going to say that? Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry. You know what? You really did a good job to be able to go back to those questions a couple of times and still try to get them. They were just really hard questions, and you did a great job. Unfortunately, though, you did not conquer the Mega Minute, which means caller 20 right now, these tickets are yours. Two of them to see the Jonas Brothers as the Burning Up tour all over again comes back to Las Vegas in November. Caller 20, you get them right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hawk 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hawk Fire has now burned over 15,000 acres northwest of Reno, and officials say it's human caused, though they haven't said how it started or whether it was intentional. Still completely uncontained, and the evacuation number jumped pretty big too. Officials are now urging around 90,000 residents to evacuate. Schools canceled for much of the Reno area today. High winds are just still the big problem, and officials are warning that things could get worse as the week goes on. On the human toll side, 6 people have been injured, 3 civilians, 3 first responders. Though officials say none of the injuries are life-threatening, thank goodness. The governor has gone further, too. He's activated the Nevada National Guard on top of the state of emergency. And it's not just Nevada anymore. There are now evacuation warnings across the border in Sierra County, California as well. On the ground, there's confirmation homes have actually been lost with images just showing destroyed properties. And it's just so sad to see. I know a lot of people have kids that go to school up at UNR, and you know, just hoping everyone stays safe and listens to the evacuation orders if they're needed. I know some people like to hold strong and say, oh, it could never happen to me, but I don't think this is something you want to take the chance on.
Yeah, and then just knowing that you get this alarm saying you need to evacuate within 10 minutes, it's like, where does your head go and what do you do? That is just so, like, terrifying, in my opinion.
Yeah, it would be really hard to just kind of analyze, like, how am I going to do this? You know, like, it's just, it's a lot to deal with all at once. And so just as luckily no casualties so far, let's keep it that way. But that's the latest on that this morning. Also this morning, Dolly Parton, she is not slowing down even when her body is telling her to. She recently canceled a Dollywood appearance and she opened up about her health issues. She said she ignored a lot of these issues while she was busy caring for her late husband, Carl. Her exact words were that she's still healing, but she's still working, which, you know, that's good, but get better. Like, we're okay waiting, you know, get yourself put back together. She's opening a brand new hotel in Nashville called the Songteller Hotel, which is a building. She's also building a museum of her life called Life of Many Colors. That's set to be one of the biggest exhibits ever done on her career. Launching a line of dog treats with Purina.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, this woman is not slowing down, not in the least. I mean, I love Dolly, but I just want her, to slow down, you know?
Yeah, like the canceling of her Las Vegas residency here, and the fact that, would you like see your favorite artist if they were an avatar? Like, would you watch BTS if they were an avatar?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even gotten to that part. Did you see that?
No, wait, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just weird. Yeah. I don't know.
She, Dolly says that she has an avatar working in the future. She says that she and her team are working with companies who create avatar performances, and it's in its early stages. But yeah, she's all ready to go for, even if her body can't do it, her image will do it for her.
I couldn't see Beyonce. I'd be like, I paid $100 to see Beyonce as a hieroglyphic. I'm good.
A hieroglyphic?
Yeah, like Avatar.
A hieroglyphic is like the writings on the wall.
Oh, sorry. What did they make Tupac at Coachella? Hologram. Thank you. Hieroglyphic.
I'm like, we're making without Beyonce hieroglyphics.
I wouldn't see that one either.
Finally, this morning, doctors say there are some surprisingly simple signs that you're actually healthier than you think. Forget the, you know, the smart watch spiraling going into health anxiety every time it buzzes. If you can do these things, doctors say you're in pretty good health. One of the things is just
Are you okay? I guess I'm not in good health.
Maybe that is a sign of good health.
I thought you were trying to make a joke. Like, if you were not in good health.
No, I'm going to turn my mic off when I need to
sniff. No. You're good. I thought you were making a joke and it made me laugh. Yeah, it was perfect timing. If you can put your socks on while standing up, that is apparently a sign of balance and longevity. I put my socks on that way every day and my family makes fun of me. Is that a weird way to put on your socks?
How else would you put on your socks? Sitting down?
Sitting down. Yeah. Yeah.
I sit down on my bed and then put one sock at a time.
Really? I stand and like I stand on one leg, I put one sock on,
yeah,
and then I stand on the other leg and then I put the other sock on. I don't do that with my shoes though. I guess I just stick my feet in my shoe and like shove it in there.
Well, that's,
I don't really
depends
do anything.
On what kind of shoe you have.
Yeah, that's true. A firm handshake is a good sign too, along with getting hungry at consistent times during the day, which means your metabolism is still doing its job. There's also a stair test that cardiologists use where if you can climb about 4 flights of stairs briskly without getting winded, your heart is in decent shape. And then waking up feeling rested rather than groggy is one of the biggest tells of all. Well, there goes that.
What do you mean?
I was doing great until that part. So no expensive gadgets required. You just got to pay attention to what your body is already telling you.
Yep. I know. I'm thinking about the stairs one. I'm tired after 2 stairs. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to need a 1-story house soon.
When we go to the Golden Knights games and, you know, everybody goes up the escalators and sometimes
really
they get packed.
One,
and I'm always like, let's take the stairs. And my family gets so mad at me when they're like, we're going up the escalator. You take the stairs. Yeah. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome to Monday. It is time for jerk or justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to talk about, you can send us an email or you can send us a DM. You can do that through our social media, Mercedes in the AM, or just go to our website and send us the email. There's links right there, mix941.fm. So this one's from Jenna. It says, hi, guys. Good morning. My name is Jenna, and I'm in an argument with my neighbor right now, and I want to know if you guys think I'm a jerk or if I'm justified. Long story short, my neighbor owns a masonry company. So basically everyone in the neighborhood hires him to do their patios and decks, etc. He does good work, but my sister just got her patio done by a different company, and it was exactly what I wanted. They did an awesome job, and the price was right, so I hired them. They showed up, started doing my patio, and my neighbor rang my doorbell and asked me why I didn't hire him. I told him it was nothing personal, but my sister just got what I wanted, so I hired her guy. Plus, I told him I didn't want him to feel obligated to give me a discount, etc. Even though I know he would have cost a lot more than the guy I hired because of all my neighbors complain about how expensive he is. He wasn't happy with my reasoning, and now I feel like a total jerk. But don't think I did anything wrong. Am I a jerk or justified in this situation? Should I have hired him since I'm his neighbor? Thanks so much. I love listening. From Jenna. Ooh, I've been in this situation before.
Oh, you have?
A couple of times. Yeah. When I was selling our first home, we had a realtor that was recommended to us. And it just so many people just said he was the greatest guy. And I'm like, okay, we're going to use this guy. We're like first time sellers. And so he actually sold us that house. Now that I think about it, he was recommended a long time ago. So we used him. Well, we had friends that were also realtors. And when they found out that we weren't using them to sell the house, they got so mad at us.
Ooh.
They stopped talking to us. Because, and she sent me this long letter about how I was a terrible friend for not using her when I had used this guy already. And she's just like, you should use your friends and this is my livelihood. And so I hear where you're coming from, Jenna. There's like a fine line with stuff like that. You want to be supportive, but at the same time, if you know what you want or you like what you have, you don't want to get it mixed up. Has anyone else been in that situation? What do you think? I think you're justified. I think it's okay. You know, you don't, especially if he's going to be more expensive, I would flat out tell him that. Like, I don't think I could afford you, if I'm being completely honest. But that's just my take. What do you guys think?
Well, I think the only jerk here is the neighbor. Like, why would he go during the time that these people are working on it? At least he would have been justified if he actually came and did it in like in a reasonable way. But like, why are you going over to the neighbor's house and confronting them during the time they're working on it? And that's what really frustrates me. And Jenna, you're justified. I don't know who's going to tell you you're a jerk for doing what you want to do for your own house.
Well, is there an argument, though? And I'm sure someone's listening that has been in that situation where you do something for a living, you offer a service, and your friends don't even use you. And you're like, oh, wait, I thought we were friends. I thought we should support each other. Does anyone feel that way? Now, I know this is a little different because they're neighbors.
Yeah.
And maybe not friends, but there's got to be someone out there who maybe sees it in that way. Like, friends should support friends. What do you guys think? Our number is 702-364-9400. Is Jenna a jerk or is she justified? We will go to your calls and texts coming up right after Harry Styles. It's Mix 94.1. Okay, if you're just tuning in, it's Jerk or Justified. Jenna, she wrote in, her neighbor owns a masonry company, and pretty much everyone on her street in her neighborhood has hired him for their patios and decks over the years. But when Jenna's sister got her patio done by a different company, it turned out the exact way she wanted it. So she hired that same company instead. Her neighbor found out, rang her doorbell, asked her flat out why she didn't hire him. And she kept it kind. She told him it wasn't personal, that her sister just had exactly what she was looking for. Didn't bring up the fact that half the neighborhood complains about his prices, but still, he wasn't happy, and now she's second-guessing herself. So is Jenna a jerk for going with someone else, or was she completely justified in hiring who she wanted for her own home? What do you think? 702-364-9400. Hi, Tara. Good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you think?
Good morning, Mercedes. I believe that not only is she justified in doing what she wants to do, but the neighbor's a jerk for the confrontation. And
at what point do you think that you should say something? Like, if you're a close friend, does it change it at all? Like, they're just neighbors. But, like, let's say you do that for a living and your friends don't hire you. Do you take that personally?
I think that if you're the person making other people feel guilty, that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And it sucks that she's going to have to be in her neighborhood in her nice backyard feeling guilty because she had a confrontation.
Yeah, she shouldn't feel guilty, though, right? It's your money. You spend it the way you want to. Thanks for calling, Tara. Let's talk to Sabrina. Hey, Sabrina, good morning. It's Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
Hey, I definitely think that she is justified. I mean, she has the right to choose who she wants, for sure. I own my own pool and landscape company, and I have a good friend who was a neighbor of mine for a while, and he hired someone else to do his pool, and he was happy, and I was happy for him. They could beat my price, and other than that, I don't think they could beat anything, but, you know.
That's super mature, you know? Sabrina. It didn't bother you at least a tiny bit?
No, because he's a good friend of mine, and he actually did it. He's a realtor here in town, and he decided to do an owner-builder, which in and of itself is like a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of headache. So
yeah,
that's another reason why you save money. So people make their own decisions for their own reasons, and I have to respect that.
Absolutely. And that's handling it like an adult, Sabrina, not going over and saying, why didn't you use me? Sarah, good morning. Jerk or Justified, what do you think?
Good morning. I think they're both justified. So obviously, you know, it's her hard-earned money. She's free to use whoever she's deems as the right person for the job, but also the neighbor has a business, and I mean, he has the right to ask, and I think that's protecting his own business too.
Do you think that maybe the way he did it was just like a little aggressive? Maybe he could have approached it differently?
Yeah, I mean, a little distasteful, but again, they're neighbors. I don't know how close they are.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Some people don't even like their neighbors. So
he's more
supposed to do. This one from Tony on our text line. My neighbor does landscaping. I still use someone else. He never has said a word to me about it. This guy needs to relax. Danielle says, Jenna is justified. You don't know anyone your business just because you share a fence. Marcus says, bro rang the doorbell over a patio. That says everything I need to know right there. Sarah, good morning. Wrap this up. Jerk or justified, what do you think? Sarah. Hello.
She's at her neighbor's door knocking on her. Hey,
she's like, wait.
Why'd you use my service?
Well, that's okay. We can put you back on hold. Some more texts are coming in. This one says, not a jerk and you did nothing wrong. You hired who you wanted. That's from Joanne. And Derek says, never knew it was law that we have to use a business that a neighbor owns. Fairly certain we have freedom of choice in our free market society. Yes, we do.
Okay, well, going back to your realtor friend, are you guys still friends?
No.
Is it because of what happened?
Yeah, I never heard from her after that.
How could she? Just because you didn't use her to sell your home?
Honestly, this is years ago, and it still eats at me. I think, like, should I have used her? But my whole reasoning was, like, we already had a realtor from before I met her. But she thinks I should have dumped our previous realtor. But to this day, the realtor has lasted longer than the friend. So I made the right choice.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Leanna, your caller 20. Woo! Good morning.
Woo!
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've got these Lindsay Sterling tickets for you. If you can get six answers in 60 seconds for Heads Up in one of these categories. Pick one. Do you want to go with Real Talk, August All-Stars, It's Morphin' Time, Puppy Love, or Going Bananas?
Um,
Puppy love.
Puppy love. Okay, National Dog Day is on Wednesday. So these are all things that are associated with dogs. Do you have a dog?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then this should be no problem. We just need 6 and 60 seconds. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
If they're scratching, they might have these little bugs in their fur.
Please.
Yes. You take them to this place to get their haircut. You take them to the what?
Groomer.
Yes. If you're playing this game with them, you throw something, then they bring it back to you.
Fetch.
Yes. Sometimes when they need to go outside, they go through this so you don't have to get up.
A doggy door.
Yes. When they want your attention, they'll do this. They'll go roof, 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 roof.
Bark.
Yes. This is, dogs are known to pee on these. It's also where you get water from.
A pee-pee mat?
No, it's like you get water if there's like, if your house is in flames, you hook it up the
hose.
What's it hooked to?
Faucet.
No, let's pass on that one. You might throw one of these. Andre Agassi used to hit these. They're yellow.
A frisbee.
No, they're round. Oh, no!
A ball.
A tennis ball. Oh. A tennis ball. Oh, Leanna, I'm so sorry. We were so close. The one that we got stuck on was a fire hydrant.
That was really close. You guys were so close.
I felt like we were on the verge of that, Leanna. I'm so sorry. I think we got overly confident on that, and it was tougher than we thought. You did a really good job. Unfortunately, you did not win heads up. So that means caller 20 right now. We're going to get you these tickets, two of them, to see Lindsey Stirling at the Venetian in December.
You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Las Vegas has quickly become the concert capital of the world. I'm convinced, honestly. And I think the Sphere really kind of put it on another level. A big chunk of credit to the Sphere on that. I know you were just there for the Backstreet Boys, right?
Oh my God, it was such a good show. I saw them for the second time this past week. And there is something that James said during the Backstreet Boys concert that I thought I was going to have to reconsider our relationship. He goes, I don't know, during, like, it was like the second to last song we were about to leave. He mumbled to me, NSYNC could never. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, NSYNC could never. I'm like, could never what? He's like, they could never do a Sphere residency. I was like, what do you mean NSYNC can never do a Sphere residency? He goes, well, they don't have the catalog for it.
They don't.
Wait, what? Don't tell me you're with James.
Only have like four albums?
They have three albums. They have four albums with the Christmas album. They have NSYNC. They have the Christmas. They have No Strings Attached. And they have Celebrity. Incredible hits.
How many does Backstreet Boys have?
I don't know. This is the thing, though. We're talking about NSYNC. Can NSYNC hold a Sphere residency with those albums? I think they could.
Backstreet Boys has 10 albums.
Okay. Do they do
double,
all
more than double
songs, though?
No, they don't, but they have the catalog. That's what he said, right? Was that they didn't have the catalog to back it up. He wasn't making a personal... Well, I don't know. Maybe he was. But I don't take it as a personal attack on NSYNC. It's just that they don't have the catalog to hold a Sphere residency.
This is where my heart feels like we would be riding for NSYNC. Because they have the hits. I would say at least 10 hits, with No Strings Attached album being the number one best-selling album of a group of all time.
How many hits do they have?
I would say they have at least 10.
Can you name them?
It's going to be me. Bye, Bye, Bye. Pop. Probably Girlfriend is on there. No, I'm not going to name all 10 because my brain doesn't go there. Tearing Up My Heart. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Wait, you can't put the Christmas songs on that.
No.
Those don't count. The Backstreet Boys could put their Christmas songs in there, but they don't need them because they have the catalog to back it up.
Name a Backstreet Boys Christmas song.
I don't know. Merry Christmas?
Last Christmas.
I'm sure they've redone, I'm sure, a bunch of them.
But see, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays is an original NSYNC song. So I feel like they would. Okay, now catalog-wise, in my opinion, I think they would. NSYNC fans, can you guys come and back me up and defend me. Do you think that they could do a Sphere residency?
I just think the Backstreet Boys did a better job staying relevant.
Yeah. Okay. And who's going to get Justin to agree to that?
You got to. It all depends on your boy JT. Without him, there's no residency.
It's never going to happen. Yeah. JT will never do it.
You think it's JT's fault? Like, they're not getting back together, it's because of JT. We're all in agreement.
You know, Chris would show up at the drop of a hat. But yeah, it's just. I have to go with your husband on this. It's no shade to NSYNC. I like NSYNC. I really do. I just don't think they have the relevancy or the catalog to back up a whole residency. Could they do like a one-off show, maybe a two-off show? Absolutely. 100%. Okay. And it would sell out like that. But to go as long as the Backstreet Boys, I don't know. I don't think that Justin would ever go for a number one and number two. I don't know if they have the catalog, but I definitely think they're great. And I don't want you to take it as a personal attack on them. I just don't think they have what Backstreet Boys does.
Do you think that NSYNC needs to get back together and do these small things to build up to a Sphere residency? And it's not like completely out of the picture.
Well, I mean, do I think? Yeah, of course, I think they should, but they won't. I don't think they ever will because of Justin. Like, Justin can sell out a stadium on his own. Why is he going to bring around his four other buddies to do that? You know what I mean?
For the nostalgia, for us millennials.
I don't think he cares about you guys that much, honestly.
Yeah.
Derek, hey, good morning. What do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. So I've always been an NSYNC fan more than Backstreet Boys, but I think that they would sell out a residency because of nostalgia, but catalog and if you go hit for hit, Backstreet Boys does have the win. But I was always more NSYNC than Backstreet Boys until I realized that. Now I'm like, they're both rad.
Do you think it would ever happen though? Do you think Justin would ever jump on board with that one?
Yeah, I mean, it'll happen right after I win the lottery.
right after I get struck by lightning. Thanks, Derek. Let's talk to Becky. Hey, Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think? We're talking NSYNC residency. Do you think it could be as good as a Backstreet Boys one?
I left the Backstreet Boys residency thinking NSYNC would have been so much better.
Why do you think they have the catalog to be able to sustain a residency the way the Backstreet Boys have?
100%. They have way more hits than NSYNC.
Well, I'm just going based on what I see. There's not that much.
Oh, no. Plus, I mean, assuming we get Justin back, he'll blow it away. And he could do some of his music, too.
Would you ever go without Justin if just the four did it?
Ooh, probably.
I mean, I would. I think JC was the star of that group anyway. He had the best voice.
Yeah.
I always felt like he deserved more love than Justin did because he's got the vocals.
I agree, but JC's solo work didn't stand up to
JT.
What
would you wear? Because Backstreet Boys, you wear all white, right? What would you wear to NSYNC?
You would wear all yellow to the what was the noodle hair that Justin Timberlake had? His yellow hair?
Oh, the blonde.
Maybe it's all yellow.
I would just wear like strings hanging from my clothes. No strings attached, you know? Well, speaking of, let's play it right now. Just maybe a little nudge in the right direction. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Paseo Verde is...
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Is one way win away from history. Our boys just took down they took down Tacoma 5-0 to move one game away from a spot in the U.S. Championship at the Little League World Series. And once again, they did it in a dramatic way. Pitcher Brooks McFarland walked his first two batters, and every parent was probably freaking out. But the 12-year-old shook it off, worked out of a bases loaded jam, and then threw four no-hit innings straight through. Then in the fifth, Paseo Verde flipped a switch. They laid down back-to-back bunt singles, capitalized on a few errors, and put up five runs out of nowhere to seal it. Their coach said that this team has made a habit out of slow starts and loud finishes, which is definitely the case. We talked to Coach Corey Edwards and Brooks McFarland earlier this morning as they are getting ready to play again on Wednesday. And they're excited, one game away from the championship game. What a way to go in there and represent Nevada.
And when talking to them, you could just tell Brooks is so focused. He's like, yep, the game is done. And then you even ask him, what gets you hyped up? He's like, I don't need a song. I just need my team.
He's just there doing his thing, and it sounds like they've got a great coach to back them up and give them the confidence that they need. So very excited for them. Also this morning, a new survey says money might be the ultimate relationship deal breaker for younger generations. So this Love and Money survey just came out, and it found that Gen Z and millennials are the most likely to walk away from a relationship over debt. Financial stability matters to the vast majority of the people surveyed, but it's the younger crowd where things get interesting, with about just under half of Gen Z saying bad finances would be a breakup reason. Now, compare that to older generations where it's a much smaller percentage. The survey also found younger generations are pushing off paying down their debt. They're pushing off saving for retirement, buying homes, even traveling more than their parents or grandparents did at the same age.
I don't know if I would dump anyone because of their finances. They would have to be like in a really bad shape, like not knowing if they can travel or not knowing how to pay their bills. I can't speak though, because when James started dating me, I was broke, but I wouldn't say I was like financially irresponsible, you know?
Yeah, I was. I don't know why my husband was thinking. I was at bad credit. I was not paying my bills, and he helped me get back on track. So thank God he did. He didn't have these standards.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, it's really like if you see potential. And if you don't,
it's like I wanted to pay them. I just, you know,
financially,
wasn't working for me. Finally, this morning, Ramon, I know you're excited about this. Grand Theft Auto 6 is coming out soon.
Yes.
And leaks around the long awaited game have been coming out. Mm-hmm. And you might have a few new headaches coming your way. They are saying in the new game, players could actually be forced to refuel their cars during gameplay, similar to how like shooter games eventually made you manage your ammo instead of you know, shooting forever. Some fans are into it, though. They say it adds some realism, but plenty of others are already dreading the idea of having to pull over every few hundred miles just to keep their virtual car running. Now, nobody knows yet if it'll be a toggle that you can turn on and off, or how far you'll be able to drive before needing gas, or if you'll even have to deal with today's gas prices inside the game. Would refueling during Grand Theft Auto make it more fun for you, or is this like the kind of realism you do not want in a video game?
Exactly what you said. This is too realistic for me. I don't want to stop by a gas station like I do in real life. Like, in real life, I have to save money to pump gas. Now in a video game, I have to save money to pump gas, depending on those prices.
Will they have Costco so you can get cheaper gas?
Or will they have electric cars?
Yeah. I had to go charge. Exactly. It's Mix 94.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.